Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to Trivia with Dad once again. Let me tell you guys a little story before we start the show.
I'm cool.
I finally must have made it because I got attacked by an internet troll. Someone criticized me three different weeks in a row about my Trivia with Dad questions. And each time I responded very politely, just so everybody knows. But I finally made it. Got attacked. All right, what do we got today? We have robots, Maryland, St. Patrick's Day, and March Madness. Round one is robots. Watch this. If you're not afraid, you should be now.
Can I?
Yeah.
Alexa, when will robots take over the world?
I don't want to take over the world. I just want to help you.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. Round one, robots. Question one. What does the...
I don't know that.
You said Alexa.
Question one. What does the acronym STEM, S-T-E-M, stand for?
Science, technology, mathematics, E in the middle, I don't know.
Engineering, nice work. There's your half point to start the show.
No, that was 3/4 of a point.
Okay, very good. Question two. What is the broad name given to the tiniest robots?
Sidekick? Tiny robots?
Nanobots. That's actually close. They're microscopic robots. Eventually, they think these robots will be so tiny they will enter the bloodstream and perform delicate surgical tasks on the human body.
That's cool.
Question three, unmanned robotic aerial vehicles, which are becoming increasingly popular, are called what? Flying vehicles with no pilot.
Something? Distillation devices?
Drones. You've heard of drones before. We saw some on the mountain before. Question four, what company makes the Roomba vacuum?
The company that is called Please Charge. Roomba!
iRobot. Three members of MIT created the company. MIT is a powerhouse of technological innovation and research. Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Question five. This Italian Renaissance man used the knowledge he gained from creating the Vitruvian Man to design a humanoid robot able to move its arm, neck, and jaw.
Person? Pablo Picasso?
Good guess, Leonardo da Vinci.
That was my second guess.
Da Vinci did a lot of things. He was a great painter, inventor, theorist, sculptor. I kind of wonder what kind of person he was. I mean, a lot of geniuses are heavily criticized in their era. Struggling. The girls finished 3/4 of a point out of 5. They are not prepared for the robot takeover. Moving on to round 2, something they should do better at. Maryland! Maryland was the 7th state accepted in the Union. You ladies have lived in Maryland your entire lives. But are you listening to Maryland? Are you stopping and smelling her black-eyed Susan State flowers?
Yes.
Well, we will see.
I only stroke their petals. I don't smell them, dude.
Question one. The United States Naval Academy is in which Maryland city?
Academy City. Baltimore?
Annapolis, also Maryland's capital city. Question two. What is the name of the presidential retreat facility whose location is supposed to be somewhat secret in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains?
Camp David.
Nice work, Camp David, correct. Question three. Maryland is well known for catching and eating a ton of what sea creature?
Blue crab.
Good work. The girls are getting back on track here with two correct answers in a row. Question four. Mila stared down Maddie for cutting her off. Question four. What famous song did Francis Scott Key, a lawyer from Frederick, Maryland, write when he saw a flag flying over Fort McHenry?
The National Anthem?
Star-Spangled Banner?
Star-Spangled Banner, but both good songs. Oh, say can you see? Question five. Protect this house. The only way is through, and I will. Our slogans for this top five global sports apparel company based out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Dick's? Random Sports Company?
Under Armour. Under Armour's big deal around here, and they rose pretty fast. They just signed The Rock. They keep their Maryland card. They finish 3 out of 5 for the round. Round 3 is St. Paddy's Day. You got to break out your Guinness, corned beef, and cabbage, apparently. Awesome fact. The odds in finding a four-leaf clover are 1 in 10,000. I found a four-leaf clover. Story's been told before. Maddie, what'd you do with it?
Eat it.
And then won her soccer game, so it was lucky. Question one, where did the first ever St. Patrick's Day celebration take place?
In Ireland?
The Netherlands?
United States of America, Boston, to be more specific. Tried to trick you with that one, and it worked. I thought you'd pick Ireland. Question two, which Midwest city dyes its river green every year to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
Chicago. It's a 60-year tradition. Many things become green on St. Paddy's Day. The London Eye. Quite a sight to see. I've never seen it, but just looking at the pictures, pretty cool. Question three. According to folklore, what is a leprechaun's occupation?
It works in a mining cave for gold?
It has the gold pots at the end of the rainbow running around waiting for you to catch it.
You might think that's its occupation, but people say it's a shoemaker and shoe repair person. Maybe that's how it makes all that gold, working hard repairing shoes. Question four. We had to take a brief break because we realized poor Rosie was locked in the bathroom. We didn't even know she was in there, and we heard a little squeak, 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 and then we had to go rescue her. Question four. What do the three leaves of a shamrock represent according to Irish tradition?
Green stuff, clovers, and Irish?
Good luck, wealth, health, and not looking Rosa in the back.
These girls are struggling today. Hard questions, I guess. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. St. Patrick used shamrocks in his teachings. Question 5. According to Irish lore, What animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
A boar? A frog?
Snakes. Snakes are not native to the island. Maybe because St. Patrick drove them out. Girls finished 0 out of 5. I don't know if they've ever done that. They are struggling on this show. But maybe they will magically come together like a 16 seed in the next category, March Madness. By the way, the first ever March Madness national champion, the Oregon Webfoots in 1939. Question one. Where did Michael Jordan play his college basketball?
New York?
North Carolina at 6'6", shooting guard from North Carolina.
Daddy, what
Michael
are you doing?
Jordan.
Squeak, squeak.
Question two. March Madness is not all basketball. There is a March Mammal Madness. And last year, the Final Four consisted of orcas, swordfish, lionesses, and grizzlies. Who won the 2022 March Mammal Madness?
Lionesses.
That's right. These girls know their March Mammal Madnesses. You guys should get into it. Google it. It's fun.
Yeah, the orca went against the lioness and then the lioness won.
Question three. The tournament is broken into 4 brackets with 16 teams. Has a 16 seed ever beaten a number 1 seed?
Yes.
They are correct. UMBC beat Virginia 74-54. I think it might have been 2018. I forget the year. They went on to lose the next game. But it was the only time ever. Question 4. Which team has won the most national championships? Which college?
Oregon?
I wish.
Wyoming?
UCLA Bruins. Shout out to Aunt Heidi. That's where she graduated from college. John Wooden, who was the coach, went on this crazy streak, won a bunch in a row. They won 11 total. And now the best men's and women's hoops player, they get an award called the Wooden Award, named after that famous coach. Question 5. What does NCAA stand for?
National Cider.
You?
A-C-A-T.
Okay, these girls struggled today, didn't they? It stands for National Collegiate Athletic Association. They're basically in charge of all college sports, football, basketball, guys, girls, everything. So it's a huge organization, and they put on March Madness.
Patches is the best.
He is. Girls finished 2 out of 5 for March Madness. They're up to 5.75 points. 2 truths and a lie about NASCAR, another thing they know nothing about. Statement 1. Some NASCAR races have right turns. Statement 2. NASCAR is named after Ricky NASCAR, who is considered the grandfather of auto racing. Statement 3. Bill Elliott holds the record for fastest car with a speed of 212 miles per hour. To recap, you have some NASCAR races have right turns. NASCAR is named after Ricky NASCAR, the grandfather of auto racing. Or Bill Elliott holds the record for fastest car at 212 miles per hour. Which one do you think is the lie?
The second one.
She is correct, because NASCAR stands for National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. I made up Ricky NASCAR. Ricky Bobby. Alright, girls, finish 6 3/4. I think it's time for them to hit the book so they can come back strong for their next show. What do you got to say for yourself, girls?
I mean,
I'm going to go